A weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 34 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow 23. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow 30. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing staffing shortages in hospitals across the state of Kansas, the newly elected CEO of the University of Kansas Health System, Scott Campbell, sat down to talk about what he's been working on in regards to the working environment at their university hospitals to break the trend of the shortages.
Nationwide staffing challenges through COVID, post-COVID, so we fall into the comparable situation of challenges to make sure we have the nursing, the technologists, and we do. We are more than able to achieve that. Obviously, we have the right culture. We have the right healthcare environment. Folks want to work where they enjoy their labor. They do better in a workplace that feels like home. It feels like a special place. So the history of St. Francis, the Catholic relationship that was the saints, as we call it, for a length of time, puts us in a really great spot. It's a combined notoriety that has worked in our favor, I believe, to recruit staff as well as to recruit physicians.
Mid-America Network News.
Time to say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker, and same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A woman from Paola, Kansas has been ordered to pay roughly $18,000 back to victims of an insurance fraud scheme that defrauded the elderly following her conviction. WIBW reports the announcement came from Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach in the case of 47-year-old Nancy Rowlett, who was ordered to pay the $18,000 in restitution following convictions of mistreatment of an elderly person along with insurance fraud. According to the case, the event happened in Miami County when Rowlett was ordered to pay $10,000 to the Colonial Life and Accidental Insurance Company and roughly $8,000 to various individual victims. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, along with the Kansas Department of Labor, have officially invited job seekers across the state to participate in the first virtual job fair of 2023 being hosted by Kansas Works. As WIBW reports that the job fair is set to be held on Wednesday this week, the 25th, between 1 to 5 p.m., and will highlight employment opportunities across the state's 98 different state agencies, with roughly 900 jobs available in state government.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the would-be 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade happening over the weekend, the March for Life happened in Washington, D.C., along with the push for abortion issues in the state of Nebraska, as the latest legislation, LB 626, introduced the limitation on abortions by banning them after 6 weeks when a heartbeat is detected, with some exemptions.
The three exemptions are, rape, incest, and the life-saving measures of a mother.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, Dr. Katrina Firth, a neuroscientist in the state, also spoke out in support of the bill for the defense of the unborn.
The people of Nebraska are taking a heroic step in recognizing the science and recognizing that the unborn child is a human who needs protection like you and I.
The bill, however, did meet some pushback from doctors across the state, saying that it doesn't go far enough in protection of the mother.
When a patient's water breaks prior to fetal viability, this can have devastating neonatal outcomes, and many infants do not make it to viability.
Mid-America Network News.
say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Angie Price of Marysville was selected county treasurer by members of the Marshall County Democratic Central Committee meeting Thursday. She will fill the unexpired term of Jamie Ellenbecker after her retirement at the end of this February. Angie Price has worked in the treasurer's office several years and served as deputy treasurer. She was the only nominee, and her name will go to the Kansas governor for approval. At last week's commissioners meeting, Public Works gave an update on plans for bridges and structures to be constructed this year, with 12 to be built, 8 by county crews, and 4 contracted. Each was discussed at length. Priorities have not been determined. Commissioner John Unger shared a concern regarding heavy non-local truck traffic on the Oquito Road. Public Works will look into additional signage that could be put at the highway intersection. Some type of resolution addressing non-local heavy trucks on North 12th Road may be considered. The sheriff requested part-time deputy pay be increased from $20.89 per hour to $22 an hour to remain competitive. A motion approving that was passed. The sheriff's office will begin the accreditation process through the state, which could take up to 2 years to complete. Tim Ackerman is looking at hiring Ashley Beeney as independent contractor to complete the process, expecting 20 to 24 hours per week. Plans for construction of a new health building in Marysville are progressing. The board will be receiving an updated estimate for jail construction and will then decide if they need to do a new resolution or set a date for a special election to move forward with a lease purchase option to build a new jail. A petition challenging the commissioner's previous resolution has been filed and validated. Public meetings will be scheduled regarding plans and the need for a new jail facility. Marshall County is pre-qualified for $100,000 in American Rescue Plan funding, half for fiscal year 2022, the remainder for 2023, which will be received later this year. Washington County Commissioners' recent meeting was mostly routine business, as they further continue discussion regarding potential for establishing a countywide ambulance service, options, and the process involved. No decisions were made, but indications are that a decision should be made soon as to direction. A county tax sale is planned February 14th in Washington County, with 21 parcels currently listed as eligible. Those may be redeemed before the sale date if property taxes are brought current. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. A $38,000 Strategic Economic Expansion and Development Grant has been awarded Friends of Vermilion through the Kansas Department of Commerce that will aid funding a variety of projects, including drainage and sidewalks, as well as updated playground equipment near the City Hall, Library, and Historic Train Depot, which both house museums. 10% matching funds through local individuals and businesses will be used toward the seed grant from the state, and the project is expected to be completed later this year. Charlie Lindeen, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Charlie Lindeen.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries, as the monument's right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some freezing fog early on today, otherwise staying cloudy and calm with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Some snow showers possible overnight tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s. Winds picking up slightly throughout Wednesday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And temperatures staying cooler throughout Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Skies clearing throughout Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s. And mostly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A nice warm-up as we head into Friday, staying sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Westerly winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And clouds move back in over Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. And temperatures staying much cooler over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late January, 40. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 18. And a record low, 5 below 0. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:38.
Where do celebrities get their weather predictions? We've asked them, and we will share their answers today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 24th, the 24th day of the year. Singer Neil Diamond has a birthday, and Elvis Presley recorded Teddy Bear on this day 66 years ago. In a recent anniversary edition of the Almanac, we asked celebrities if they had a personal method of predicting the weather. We got a few serious answers. Tom Brokaw keeps an eye on cloud patterns. Author Joe Salatin watches for symptoms of rising or falling barometric pressure. A number of notables mentioned the red sky at night proverb, and a few had some fun with our question. TV host Mike Rowe claims to predict weather based on belly button lint. And environmentalist Bill McKibben says, forget forecasting, he can make it rain simply by planning a picnic. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Come work for a stable, family-owned company. Landall Company, starting their 60th year in business, is hiring for welders in the Waterville and Marysville facilities. Wages depend on weld test and experience and start at $16.80 to $21.95 per hour. 10 hours overtime per week, Monday through Friday, $2 per hour shift differential, and 4% attendance bonus. Lots of earning potential plus extensive benefit plan. Apply online at Landall.com or contact their Human Resource Department, 785-562-5381. EEO, Vets and Disability, welcome.
This is Crazy Kel at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
Helena Agra Enterprises knows the talented area winter sports teams and have practiced diligently this year, and the fans will be cheering for the athletes at the upcoming events and games this season. Good luck, boys and girls, from all the friendly staff at Helena Agra Enterprise in Centralia, proud to support our local athletes. Sapp Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all area winter sports teams. The athletes have great stamina, strength, dedication, and determination, and are sure to excel at all of the sports events this week. Good luck. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Hanover, supplying fuel, propane, oil, and other petroleum products. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center is eager to watch the Republic County winter sports teams take on the competition and dominate the court this week. Good luck, Buffaloes. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-home therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, and total wellness.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. A night of college basketball across the state of Kansas, and it was the third loss in a row for the Kansas Jayhawks, as they've already slipped from the number two position in the national AP polls down to the number nine slot after losing to the number 17 Baylor Bears with the final score last night of 75-69. It was a slow-scoring night for the Jayhawks, as the two highest scorers included Jalen Wilson and Grady Dick, sitting 23 and 24 points on the board overnight. Jalen Wilson had five rebounds and two assists, with Grady having four rebounds and no assists throughout the game. The Jayhawks remain on the road with their next tip-off on Saturday evening against Kentucky, with tip-off at 7 p.m. In Kansas State basketball, they're at it again tonight with tip-off at 8 p.m. on the road, as they're taking on the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones. Kansas State has moved up to the number 5 slot nationwide, according to the national AP polls. They're coming off their victory over the weekend against Texas Tech at home, 68-58. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The latest AP polls for the college basketball rankings have officially been released after the latest weekend games, showing a rise for the Kansas State Wildcats and a drop for the KU Jayhawks. As according to the latest polls, the number 13 Kansas State Wildcats have bumped themselves up to the number 5 position for the national AP poll, just behind Purdue at number 1, Alabama at number 2, Houston and Tennessee at number 4. The Kansas Jayhawks, however, were sitting number 2 in the national AP polls, and they've dropped themselves down to the number 9 position. The Texas Longhorns are also slightly behind the Jayhawks, sitting number 10 in the national AP poll, followed by TCU, Iowa State, and Xavier. The Kansas State Wildcats are sitting atop the Big 12 Conference as well at number 1, followed by the Texas Longhorns. The KU Jayhawks fall into the number 3 position in the Big 12. In other news, former Kansas City Chiefs running back Peyton Hillis has been officially released from the hospital after being in the hospital for more than 2 weeks after saving his children from drowning. Hillis had played for the Kansas City Chiefs back in the 2012 season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Haxtell wins the boys' Twin Valley League title Monday as the 4th-seed Eagles take 2nd-seed Blue Valley 63-57 in the championship. Haxtell had knocked off top-seed Clifton Clyde in the semifinals to advance. Hanover girls proved the top seed with a 10-point 71-61 victory over 3rd-seed Donovan West. Haxtell boys and Hanover girls win the TVL title. Clifton Clyde girls took host Washington County in the consolation Monday, 52-30. with Valley Heights 5th place over Centralia Girls, 42-24. And 2nd seed Frankfort settles for 7th, topping Lynn 47-35. Top seed Clifton Clyde Boys take Hanover in the consolation Monday, 63-48, while Troy beat Centralia 66-55 for 5th, and Valley Heights top Washington County 49-33 for 7th place.
The 2023 TVL tournament wraps up here from Washington. First on the girls' side, Hanover Lady Wildcats defeat Donovan West Mustangs 71-61 in your first place finish. Wildcats were led by Tessa Losey, who had 20 points, 12 there in the first half, all on three-pointers. Macy Hawley also pitched in 13, balanced scoring for the Mustangs as four players scored in double digits, but it was not enough as the Lady Wildcats are your 2023 tournament champions, 71-61. On the boys' side, the Axel Eagles were able to defeat the Blue Valley Rams 63-57. Axel used a 16-8 advantage at the end of the first quarter to hold on victorious in this one. The Eagles were led by Brandon Schmelzley, who had 22 points, 14 in the third quarter alone. Eli Brockman pitched in 15, while Isaac Detweiler also pitched in 11. Once again, Axel Eagles are your 2023 Boys TVL Tournament champions with a win over Blue Valley 63-57. Reporting live from Washington High School, I'm Max Blasky.
Tuesday tip-offs in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Top seed Jackson Heights will face Concordia this afternoon. Second seed Lafayette versus St. Mary's. And the 3-4 seeds, Hiawatha hosting Marysville. Tipping this evening at 7:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Back in action in the Twin Valley League, Hanover tips off tonight at Washington County. Lynn will host Clifton Clyde. Southern is at Falls City Sacred Heart tonight. Again, Marysville Girls, 7:30, tip off live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
A traditional favorite, the parlor palm, was a mainstay in Victorian parlors and remains a popular indoor plant today. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This easy-care, slow-growing palm can be used in a variety of ways. Smaller plants are perfect for terrariums, dish gardens, and indoor fairy gardens. Larger specimens make nice tabletop and floor plants. It's non-toxic to cats and dogs and helps improve air quality. This palm tolerates low light. Place it near a north window or a few feet back from an east or west-facing window. Water thoroughly when the top few inches of soil are starting to dry. This adaptable plant prefers a humid environment but will tolerate most home conditions. Increase the humidity by placing it with other plants or setting it on a gravel tray. Keep water in the saucer and the pot elevated above the water on the gravel. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
An oasis is often thought to be a lush, fertile spot in the middle of a desert. The oasis I'll take you to today isn't in a desert, but it does have a lot to offer, especially when it opened in a sparsely populated part of the country in the early 1900s. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. You don't have to drive through a desert to find this oasis.
Al's Oasis is right in the center of the state, right on the Missouri River, about halfway, right in between Rapid City and Sioux Falls.
R.F. Bowie today owns Al's Oasis, and true to name, there was a guy named Al involved. A
guy by the name of Al Muller started Al's Oasis, I believe, in 1919.
The town of Ocoma, on the west bank of the Missouri River, saw a railroad bridge traverse that span in 1906, Al opened his store there 13 years after that Vital Link was established.
I know they started in grocery and back in those days, just because, you know, my family's been in that business as well. There were more variety stores, so they sold everything.
And the name Oasis was probably because this was a prime spot amidst an otherwise sparsely settled area to get everything you needed. But how did Al's Oasis become a place that has not only been around for over a century, but also a prime place for locals and tourists alike to stop?
Well, it appears to me that they're advertising a lot like Wild Drug. They had provided a good service to people, so they were in the restaurant business and that really known for their homemade pies. And so if you ask anybody in South Dakota to stop through there, it's for their homemade pies.
There's a lot to experience at this Oasis.
So today we've got a grocery store. When you walk into the grocery store, you're going to see a buffalo mount around our beer cave and coolers and freezers. You're going to see a taxidermy scene of all South Dakota animals. So a pretty unique grocery store, so to speak.
And that's just part of the complex. More next time as we travel the countryside in Ocoma, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
The joy of homemade sourdough bread starts with a good sourdough starter. Hi, I'm Jody Hinkie. Be patient, make it your own, and have fun with it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Homemade sourdough bread. I've tried to get a good sourdough starter going, but have failed miserably. I'll have to try again because I know people who have had great success for years with the same batch. All it takes to get going is yeast, flour, and water. A starter is kind of like a pet. You have to take care of it by providing the right growing environment and making sure it's fed when it looks hungry to keep it healthy and active. John Davis is a bakery chef and culinary innovation leader for La Brea Bakeries, well known for their sourdough products. He's been working with sourdough starters for 30 years and says the key to a good starter is patience and knowing when it's ready to use.
You'll see this bubbling activity out of nowhere, and it goes sort of on a bell curve. You know, when you feed it, it's going to be kind of slow. And then it'll start to get a lot more active and grow in volume. And then when it's reached its peak, it'll start to fall again. So you want to capture it right at that peak of where it's grown and the activity level is quite a lot.
There are plenty of sourdough recipes and tips online to help you. Davis recommends tinkering with different ways to make your starter unique.
You can play around with it, like experiment with different flours. It doesn't have to be just white flour, right? You know, use a little whole wheat flour. It has a bran in German there, which probably helped create the sourdough starter because of oils and things like that in there. So it's fun to play around with some different flours in a small percentage in the starter to give different flavor profiles.
You'll probably have some failures, but he says to stick with it because you'll learn from those mistakes and eventually bake something fantastic. Learn more about sourdough starters at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Thank you. noticed how your mood changes when you walk into certain retail stores? The bright colors and energetic music. I find myself pulling out my purse with hopes of recreating the store ambiance in my home. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It's hard to feel content in that space, isn't it? Suddenly our homes, without the latest technology or the rich leather couches or the beautiful decor, look weary. Did you know there's a whole field called retail psychology? It studies what factors influence how and when consumers spend. Basically, they study how to make you feel like you need to buy something to be content. How do you keep from falling into that trap? It takes discipline and a plan for saving, spending, and giving that supports your faith and your values. So don't let things define your life. Instead, ask God to help you know how much is enough for you and your family. And then let that guide your buying decisions.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture wants no farmer left behind as it conducts the latest census of agriculture. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming fieldwork. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. No matter how hard they try, census takers are going to miss a few folks. With the Census of Agriculture underway now, Census Director Barbara Rader is hoping to minimize that in every way possible.
We're putting some of our census material into foreign languages, trying to see if we can reach more people.
Rader says one problem is that the Ag Census is not that well known.
A lot of communities are not maybe as trusting or as comfortable or understand the census, so we want to try to demystify that a little bit.
As a result, says Rader, census staff are encouraged to reach out to local community organizations.
And so when they see us there together with their leadership, and their leadership is saying, look, you got to complete the census forms, because if we don't get counted, then we're not going to be considered when it's time to develop programs that meet our producers and our constituents.
Rader says it helps when the locals understand why the Ag Census is done.
The more we reach people where they are, then, you know, the more comfortable perhaps they get with completing the census. Then when they're there, and then programs can be developed that impact their lives, right? It's not just statistics and government, but how is this going to make me and my family's lives better?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, last week was an interesting week in the grains markets, and let's find out from Dan O'Brien why that was.
The major set of USDA reports were on Thursday, January the 12th. So yesterday's market closes. We're 1 week from then. And generally, since that time, we've had some ups and downs. But overall, corn market responded positively. It was down on Thursday, 4 cents down to 677 and a quarter, but generally it trends higher. And we talk a lot about the relative strength index, and it's on the positive side of 50, so 55, 52, 56, whatever had gotten higher. So corn generally looking on the positive side. For wheat, wheat ended up closing yesterday at 832, down 9 cents, still pretty volatile, still quite up and down. So since that report, we traded higher and came back just about to where we were a week ago. Not a lot of change. And I still think that the bigger, broader issues that the wheat market will have to deal with are still out in front of us in terms of drought and what finally transpires overseas in the Black Sea region, as Russia has a lot of wheat, trouble getting it out of the country, and Ukraine doesn't have much, but trying to get it out of the country. So got that. And I would say for soybeans, we closed yesterday at $15.14 and a quarter. That was down $9. But generally, since that report, we traded up to the high side, up to about 15 on the high side, about 15.50, and are back down to 15.14, really not far from where we were a week ago. So overall, I guess if you're an optimist, the reports didn't cause the bottom to fall out. And it did cause us moving to the high side. I know my good friend and colleague Guys talked in recent days about the drought in Argentina and that's occurred and the impact it has on global movements.
And that's Dan O'Brien with Kansas State University doing a recent edition of Ag Today. And let's look at your Ag News on this Tuesday.
The end of the year liquidation sale is on right now at Riverwind RV. Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, and if you're in the market for a recreational vehicle, now is the time to buy. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models by offering huge discounts on 2022 and earlier models. Riverwind RV invites you to stop in and see for yourself. Discounts so big that you have to see it to believe it. Riverwind RV, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover Road at 159th Street East in Kellogg, has whatever you may be looking for with new or used travel trailers, fifth wheelers, or toy haulers. Plus, they have all types of manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone. It's out with the old and in with the new at Riverwind RV at Wichita's East Side, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, right at 159th East and Kellogg Drive. Stop in, check them out online at riverwindrv.com, or call them at 316-364-3333.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Drains carry excess water out of the field, but they can also carry manure. Keep manure and its nutrients in the soil where they belong on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
To take advantage of the nutrients. However, there should be precautions to prevent it from leaching into tile drains through preferential flow paths, which are tunnels and cracks in the soil. Matt Ruark is an associate professor of nutrient management at the University of Wisconsin. He says there are various ways to apply manure, but its consistency can make a difference in where it goes.
If your manure is 5% solids or more, that's going to be enough solid material to help maybe clog up some of those flow paths in the soil. But if you're using separated liquid manure, you don't have that solid content. You're going to see often less than 2% solids. There you're going to have a situation where you're going to have a little more risk of the manure moving through preferential pathways, and then you want to think about how then you're applying that manure.
The greater the application rate, the greater volume of water that is added to the soil, which increases the risk of manure getting into the tile drains. This also means that the right soil moisture at the time of application is an important factor.
So if your soil is saturated, that also means that all of those pores are connected with water. That means that manure can easily move with the water down the tile drains. But if your soil is too dry and you apply, your soil may have developed some cracking in it, then those pores may have opened up a little bit more and then would be more likely to move, especially if followed by a rainfall event.
RUARC advises waiting a manure application if rain is expected within a couple of days and keep a weather conditions log. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for keeping manure out of the tile lines at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now on the boards. You've got corn for March at 676, that's up 9 3/4. Corn for May, 673.5, that's up 8.5. Kansas City wheat for March, 837 3/4, that's up 18 3/4. Kansas City wheat for May, 832 1/4, that's up 18 1/4. March oats, 372.5, that's up 1 3/4. Oats for May, 369, that's up 4 3/4 currently. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 14.90 3/4 right now. That's up a half. May soybeans, 14.87 3/4. That's up a half currently. Cotton for March, 85.84 is your current price. That's down $1.55. Cotton for May, 86.39. That's down $1.40 right now. Live cattle for February, 157.22. That's down a quarter. Live cattle for April, 160.60. That's up a nickel. Feeder cattle for January, 178.95. That's down 22.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 183.15. And that. $80.35. That's down $1.58. Gold for February, 1934 is your current price, and 70 cents, by the way. And that's up $6. Gold for April, 1951.40. That's up $6. Silver for March, 23.75 is your current price. That's up 19 cents. Silver for May, 23.94. That's up 19 cents. Wall Street kind of wild today. It's been an up and down day on Wall Street. The Dow right now up 61. S&P, though, down 3. NASDAQ down 26. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday. Have a terrific one.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2023 Chevy Equinox LT. In on trade, a 2018 Toyota RAV4, a 2017 Jeep Renegade, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva. Check these vehicles out and arrange for a test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
With January coming to an end, we're quickly approaching the response deadline for the 2022 Census of Agriculture. Reoccurring every 5 years, most producers know the drill, but Census of Agriculture data is as important to Kansas producers as ever. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Kansas USDA State Statistician Doug Bounds explains the significance of census data the best way to submit your responses, and how the USDA may come knocking on your door if you fail to respond.
February 6th is the date that we ask all producers across the country, Kansas specifically, to return their 2022 Census of Agriculture form, whether it's on paper or online. Those that have not returned it by that date, we will begin calling them or maybe showing up and visiting them face-to-face to try to collect that data. The Census of Agriculture is required by federal law, so anybody that receives one of those is obligated to complete that and return it.
Bounds explains how the Census of Agriculture is more than just a count of farms and ranches. He highlights how the data collected on land use and ownership, operator characteristics, production practices, income, and expenditures directly translates to assistance programs tailored to benefit Kansas farmers and ranchers.
We have data for virtually everything agricultural related at the county level. We have thousands of data points for every county. It covers crops, livestock, economic data, demographics of those that are operating our farms and ranches. That's how we know the average age of the farmer. That's how we get information on new and beginning farmers and veteran farmers so that legislators can create programs that will benefit those new and beginning and veteran farmers to ensure that we have farmers in place when those that are nearing the end of their farming career step away from the farm.
Bounds goes on to emphasize that submitting census data online is the most efficient, economical, and mutually beneficial method of completing and returning your questionnaire form.
Responding online is absolutely the quickest way. It is the most efficient way. It's absolutely safe, and it is the cheapest way of collecting data. Once we start having to assign postage to things or pay somebody to call you or show up and visit you face-to-face, the cost gets increasingly higher. And so for those that are fiscally minded and would like their tax dollars to be spent in the most efficient way, then responding online is absolutely the best way to do it.
That was Doug Bounds, Kansas USDA state statistician, giving us insight into the significance and impact of census data and reminding us of the February 6th response deadline for the 2022 Census of Agriculture. If you're a producer tuning in and would like to complete your census form online, visit www.nass.usda.gov/agcensus. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Has got you going crazy. It's time to get out. Step out into the street where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away underneath the electric stars. Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts. Celebration starting under the street lights. The scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun. This ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on.
The rhythm of the night.
classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.